This week in the Wicked Wardrobe, I have the lovely Anxious Red from Reddit. Here we go. Hello, hello, hi. And welcome. Hi. How are you going?
Doing good. Happy to be here.
Yeah, thank you for joining me. Yeah, I am well. It's early on a Sunday morning, and the sun is out down under, and everybody's happy. It's not too hot yet, but you know, give it a minute. We'll get there.
Yeah. I'm in the opposite. I'm in the cold.
Yeah,
freezing over here.
Okay. Yeah, it's extreme for me to think that. Yeah, hang on. On the opposite side of the world, opposite kind of weather. But thank you for joining me here today. I was just prior to recording, first of all, mate, what should I call you? Should I call you Red? Anxious?
Yeah, Red's fine.
Just Red. Okay, lovely. prior to starting the record today, I don't know where I was going with that. What was I going to say? I don't know. It's falling out my head. See, this is why it's not a professional podcast. See, there you go.
No, this is so much better than a professional podcast. I love the vibe. Just, way more casual.
Yeah. Perfect. As if we were just catching up for a drink. That's all. You know,
wonderful.
Coffee, whatever's
just going. Friends hanging out. That's all.
Yeah, that's it. I was saying that I have had a number of requests to get Red in my ears and you know, conversely, get them in your ears if you're listening, and here we are. So welcome, thank you. And first of all, can you tell me a little bit about your username? Was it a Anxious Red? So we're Anxious with the underscore, am I right?
Yep,
Red.
Anxious, yep. Underscore Red.
Yeah, how did that come about? Can you tell me a little bit about that?
When I was like deciding to make my Reddit account, and I was making it specifically to record on and post to GWA.
Okay.
It's like, well, I don't want to have, you know, just a given name or anything like that.
Mm-hmm.
So I decided to go with Anxious Red because I have anxiety.
Yep.
And I was like, I want everyone to know I'm nervous on the internet.
Yeah, fair enough. Yep.
And okay. The red part came from that I have red hair. So.
Oh, cool. Hello, yeah. Stab. So do I. Actually, that's probably something. So see, there I go. Not doxing, but you know, divulging it. I don't think anybody really knows. Only a handful of people know that. Well, there we go. Yeah. Yeah. Not like super bright red, but still, yeah. When I was younger, it was quite auburn, I think a lot of people used to call it.
It's nice to meet another fellow redhead.
Yeah.
There isn't a lot of us.
There aren't that many, right? I didn't realize that it's a small percentage of the population.
I know, it's crazy. I know there's a fair amount here in the US, but
right.
Still it's like 2% or something like that, 3% overall.
So still pretty much the minority. Yeah. So UV challenged. I'm really in the wrong country.
Lots
for
of
that.
Sunblock.
Yeah, totally.
Yeah, no, I'm thriving over here in the winter. There's no sun like ever. Mm.
Oh, I love that. See,
I want my vitamin D back.
Oh yeah. Well, this is the thing here. I was saying to somebody the other day, we actually have in my state where I live in Australia, we have a vitamin D deficiency that's quite significant. Because it's been drilled into us, do not go out in the sun. You know, you live underneath the hole in the ozone layer, you're going to get skin cancer. And we routinely have to go. And, you know, every 6 months we go and get skin cancer checks. But me as a redhead, UV challenge. Gosh, it's, I don't go out in the sun. So as a result, I am. Personally, I'm one of them. I'm vitamin D deficient. So, who would have thunk it in Australia?
Struggle.
As a vitamin D deficiency. Okay. All right. So moving right along, that's a little bit of, you know, whatnot that doesn't really mean banging on. So can you tell me how?
I can ramble
too. Yeah. Lovely. Great. we're in for a perler. Can you tell me how do you contribute to the naughty audio space?
I like to think I mainly contribute with just like, because I kind of have like niche audios, you know, we're just making episode content, because there isn't really a whole lot. I mean, at least in the last 2 years, it's kind of become a lot more of it. But just the kind of content I create I just really hope with my audios that it like makes someone's day better somehow, whether it's they just needed an orgasm or they needed to calm down or whatever.
Mm.
So that's mainly why I make my audios, is to have fun and to hopefully make someone's day better.
Yeah. So you are obviously a VA, and you mentioned you make MSUB audios. Are you primarily not safe for work or safe for work, or do you do both, or what's your sort of ratio there?
Mainly not safe for work, but in the last year I started making pillow talk audios and doing other safe for work audios. So it's funny how I kind of struggle to make those audios because I didn't really make them before. And like, I'm like, well, if there's really no reason to moan, I kind of get lost in what I'm doing. Cause that was like the main reasons for the longest time. I was like, yeah, I just moan into the mic and sometimes I say some stuff, but then I branched out, started doing script fills and improvs and
Oh, that was my next question. Yeah. What do you, like when you first started, first of all, how did you get into this space? How did you know, like, I assume you came to it as a listener. I find most of the people I'm having a chat with. Yeah.
Yeah. I was on Tumblr before the Tumblr porn ban. And I think I'm pretty sure that's where I saw it first, was somebody cross posted from GWA onto there.
Oh, okay.
And I was like, oh, I think some of the tags were something I was interested in, and it took me to the Reddit, and I was like, okay, I could check this out. And I was like a listener for, I think, like a good year. And then I finally was like, you know, I want to start posting. And so I got a decent mic and I started making audios, and it was mainly just ramble faps to start.
Sure.
That's how I got started.
I think that's a fairly common sort of introduction to posting, is it not? The ramble fap, if you go down that route. For me,
it's how you like dip your toes in the water.
Yes.
You know? You just start out with a little ramble fap, like, you know, 5 minute ramble fap, like, okay. Kind of get a little bit of feedback. I never expected anyone to listen, really, but it's crazy.
Were you nervous when you first posted?
Oh yeah, I was very nervous. I like every audio I posted for like the first 2 years, I was like really nervous to start recording and then to post it. And then you get a comment, you're like, oh, is it positive?
I was terrified the first time I posted. And mine, incidentally, yes, was also a ramble fap. And I'm coming up for it's not my cake day, but it's the anniversary of my first post, which was it was called Happy Valentine's Day to Me. It was a ramble fap. And I kind of feel like trotting that one out again, you know, because I was just like, oh, you know, throwback too.
Yeah, it's a nice little anniversary.
Yeah. Yeah. Maybe I'll do an update, remastered version or something. I don't know. But it does seem, and it's funny you should say dipping your toes, and that's actually what was my profile sort of blurb, was just like, you know, dipping my toes into the erotic ocean of, you know, audio porn, come swim with me. But yeah, I get it. So were nervous a little, but it was received well, obviously.
Yeah. I mean, it was almost 4 years ago. My cake day is coming up in February.
Wow.
You're
a long-termer.
Yeah. I've had my gaps. I take months off sometimes. I mean, not since, you know, COVID, because you know, I had more time to make audios, and I'm trying to make more audios now too by starting a Patreon and all that. But earlier on, there's like, you know, not as many people on the subreddit, so wasn't a whole lot of attention, but yeah, mostly positive feedback, and that was very motivating. And I also wanted to build confidence by making audios, so that was another reason I started. But yeah, the more and more I did it, the more fun that it got to be.
And what is has your process, so 4 years, that's quite a long time in this space. I think I'm seeing like the average sort of, I don't know, lifespan or, you know, half life of a creator or a VA at least is anywhere sort of around sort of, I don't know, what do you think? I'm thinking sort of average of 6 months.
I'd say so, yeah. If you ever get to see that like year, you know, the why there, you're like, oh, well, really? They've been on for years.
Yeah.
It's kind of crazy because like all the viewers are like, they're brand new every day, it feels like. But it seemed like the VAs, I'd say, 6 months to a year, most of them.
Yeah.
But you never really see those long-term ones anymore.
No, they're few and far between. And when they do pop up, it's like, oh, hey, I remember you.
Hey, you're back.
So 4 years, so you've had some breaks in between, you know, your time on here. Has the content that you create changed over that time?
It definitely has, because I started out with just a lot of ramble faps and like just, you know, doing like playing with toys, audios, things like that. And then I started to get into improvs, and then I did like my first few script fills, and then I finally got a better mic in the middle of 2020. And I got really just more motivated, and I got, my audios got longer, they got more thought out, and I just branched out to other like tags and content, things like that. So it's definitely grown quite a bit.
Yeah. Has it influenced what you actually listen to and what you enjoy, and also sort of being part of the community? We're all exposed to a lot more. I know I certainly am. But have you taken any of that on board and just thought, I'm going to have a go at that, or I'm going to try that?
Yeah, definitely some of the audios I've made, like inspiration has come from either seeing someone else fill the script before me, or just getting an idea from someone else's post. There's definitely been a lot of inspiration in there. There's probably some like tags that have like come out and stuck out to me in the last few years, but I can't really think of any.
Sure. Yeah. But you mentioned that over the last couple of years, you've seen an increase in the amount of M sub content.
I feel like, because there's kind of, at least for the first 2 years I was on, there was kind of always this little cry for like more M sub content, because there isn't enough guys posting and things like that, or just at least female content was more wanted because there's just more horny guys on the internet than girls. But I feel like more guys are getting the confidence to post, and is some of that sparked to other social media apps and things like that.
So were you originally only posting on Reddit and on GWA?
Mm-hmm.
And you've branched out since then. So you're on other platforms?
Yeah, I'm on Patreon now. I started it in December.
Cool.
I've been asked to do YouTube, like Safer Work audios. Maybe sometime, but YouTube just feels a little more like real and like, I don't know. I just don't know if I want to start posting to YouTube yet.
I'm actually planning on doing that myself, but I feel quite exposed
That's the right word. Exposed. like over in GWA, we have our own corner of the internet.
It's our little quiet space. Not so quiet. Maybe not so quiet.
Not anymore. But and maybe one day I'll branch out to YouTube, Safer Work audios. I would never want to put not Safer Work content on there because it's not a great space for it. But just Reddit and Patreon, really.
Okay, and how are you finding the Patreon space? And like, was that always a goal to monetize your content?
Definitely not in the beginning. I just wanted to moan into a mic, you know? A lot of us get started. But with like growth and like just and really enjoying making audios and being a VA, I was okay, I could see this in the future possibly if people are interested. And people have been asking me to do a Patreon, I think, for over a year.
Wow.
And I just didn't have the time in my personal life to do it. Like, I make audios when I can. That's how it's always been. But I finally was like, all right, you know, I want to do something. I want to do something else on the side and maybe try to take some time off work for 2020. So I was like, you know, let's start a Patreon. So I started kind of a trial in December, and now I'm on month two, and it's been an experience for sure, but I'm enjoying it. It's just crazy to see that people will follow me over from Reddit to Patreon.
And
it just makes me, it's awesome to see. I love it.
Do you feel sort of somewhat validated in a way?
Yeah, I would say so. Yeah. It's like, it's definitely different when, you know, when you monetize it. Because before it's just like, you know, hey, here's free audio porn.
You're welcome.
Have it. Go ahead.
I'm good. I'm done. Yeah.
It's like, I listened to my fair share of free audio porn, so I felt like I wanted to contribute. But just hearing people are like, hey, I want to support you. I'm like, well, that's awesome. Why not give that a shot?
Yeah. I'm similarly never intended to start out. I was a lurker for a while, or a listener, I should say. I lurked. Yeah, I didn't comment.
I didn't comment once that first year I listened. I was so nervous.
I get it. But and always initially had said, no, I don't intend to monetize. I just want to give back to the community that, you know, I got a lot of satisfaction out of. I launched a Patreon in September as well. And just that whole, it's been a steep learning curve, but I'm really enjoying it. And I've always said, though, if it becomes work, then I really need to reassess why I'm doing it. But
yeah,
it hasn't really yet. So you finding even with the, you know, sort of the commitment that you make to providing content for behind a paywall, are you still enjoying it as much and getting the satisfaction out of it?
I'm definitely still enjoying it. There is like a little added stress, you know, knowing that it's behind a paywall, and it's like, I just keep reminding myself like, this is real, this is real money. Like, I'm real people. I'm giving them content, and it's also motivating for sure.
Is it?
But it definitely, because it's like with Reddit, you know, it's on my time, but with Patreon and it being monthly, and you know, you make your promises. Yeah, I'm posting this, you know. Yeah. Once a week, and you doing your polls for your audios or just other posts. But yeah, the joy is still there. And I definitely agree with it. If it does feel like work at some point, then kind of the enjoyment is lost.
Yeah. And these things don't happen overnight, do they, in terms of creating an audio? Well, I don't know. I, my process is, it's pretty brief. I just hit record and post. But I find, sometimes, I don't know about you, but I find drafting the actual post can be quite time consuming.
Definitely, you know. Yeah. Especially if I'm doing script fills, I'm happy because they put the tags in. I'm like, oh, I don't have to do that part. Yeah, yeah. But like improv's like, okay, what's the title? What tag should I put? Yeah. Like, what do I say in the post?
But don't you find with script fills, anything else? You've got to tag the writer. You've got to tag, like, do the script author. You've got to, I don't know if you use an editor or anything like that, but just all those sorts of things you need to add in, all those links. And I find that's longer than the actual recording.
It kind of is. Mm-hmm. But for me, I think editing is usually my longest part because
edit yours?
Yeah, I edit them edit them through Premiere, and I do all my own editing.
Brilliant.
Because I don't mind it. It is definitely more time consuming.
Yeah.
But like, I'll be editing and I'll be like, all right, I'll be done with this in like 20 minutes. Then I can get the post up. Then an hour later, like, I'm still drafting the post. I'm like, why is this taking so long? Just post it. And like, you're proofreading it. Did you get the links right? Do you have any typos? And you're like, okay, did I miss any tags? You know, like, I'm hovering over the post button, and I'm like, okay, I think it's good.
And then you get that, you post it, and then you get that auto mod, which is like, shit, I miss?
I know. I've only been auto modded like two times, and I'm like, oh, what did I mess up?
Yeah, because
you have to do it all over again now.
Right. And sometimes I feel like I get to the end, and I was like, okay, whatever, just post it. And I have forgotten to put the audio link in twice just in recent weeks. So it's like, oh, for fuck's sake, come on. You had one job.
Yeah.
That, I don't know. It's part of the process, I guess, isn't it? In doing it all and getting it all out there. So how often do you generally post then?
I'd say on average in the last, 2 years, probably like once a week. Mm-hmm. There's been some week gaps in there, but sometimes I also post twice a week. So I'd say it's mostly once a week, and I would like it to be two or three. But since starting Patreon, that's kind of where it is, because I post three audios a month to Patreon and then other things. But mostly once a week, I would say.
Yeah, okay. And so when you actually, when you choose what you're going to do, whether it be to Patreon or to Reddit, what's your process? Are you creating for a specific audience, or are you looking for content that you either a script or doing an improv? Is it for you, or what is your motivation in the content that you create?
It can be different at times, but mostly it is content for the people, pretty much, just through like requests and like I have it an anonymous feedback form, of course, and people send scripts through there or ideas, and that's usually where I get most of my improv ideas from.
Right.
But still, there are times where, like, you just see a good script that is, like, along, like, your interests or your kinks, and you're like, I want to do that one. So there's definitely, it's kind of both, but mostly I just make my audios based off of what people want to hear.
Yeah. And what is your, do you have sort of a main demographic that seem to respond to your audios? Who is your audience?
It has to be a majority of people that like MSub content, for sure. And based on some of the polls I've done and like asking like which topics do people like the most, I think it's probably mommy doms and just overall doms. So that's the people who like my content the most, and I'm happy to I'm just happy to make audios for them. It's fun.
Yeah, mommy doms, yes, putting my hand up, and yes, I have listened to a lot of your content. I probably should have made that disclosure at the beginning of this. I am a fan of your content. I very much appreciate it.
Thank you for listening. Yeah, I appreciate it.
You're welcome.
I am also a fan of your content.
That's funny, okay, so the love-in begins. Oh gosh, I have sort of seen you around for quite some time, but 4 years, I think that's quite impressive to still be in this space, particularly as a male VA. Given I don't really want to get into it too much because I don't want to give it airtime, but there's the issues.
I know what you're talking about.
I just think that's quite something. It's quite an achievement to sort of be in the space and still, and not be completely jaded by it after all this time, because I kind of understand that.
I've definitely been kind of lucky with that.
Yeah. Well, I think that that's partly in sort of how you interact and how you respond and how you sort of present yourself too. Do you not think that there's, and like we talked prior to recording about Twitter and promoting ourselves elsewhere on other platforms, and more power to those who do. I do kind of. Red mentioned that they don't currently, but yeah, I think your longevity in the space, I think, sort of speaks volumes as to it is possible, and it can be a very uplifting and positive environment.
It's definitely something I want people to try to realize, or at least remember, because there's been a lot of shit that's happened, and especially with certain people. So I just want to be a more positive part of the space and remind them that there is still good people here making awesome audios, awesome content, and don't forget that part. But we're getting rid of the trash.
And just let's refocus on the good stuff, because there's plenty of it.
I try to be as positive as I can.
Brilliant. Well, it's obviously stood you in good stead for you to still be here and still creating. With that, I'm quite impressed that you do both script fills and improv, because I'm finding the creators that I'm talking to, particularly the VAs, only the VAs really, either one or the other. Or, I personally, I'm all about the script fill. Improv, I'm fine if I'm feeding off somebody else. I can interact that way and create content that way, but not if I had to sit down at my Mac and just go, well, what am I going to do? Okay, hit record. And then I'm just like, where are the words? Where are the words? But for you to be able to do both, I think that's quite impressive. Have you always been able to improv, or is it something you have to work at?
Definitely something you have to work at. I started with Ramble Fabs, and that's like, I'm pretty sure through the first like two or three, I maybe said a sentence or so. I was like breaking into it. And the improv is definitely always there. It's kind of part of my creative side. And just trying it, it gets easier every time. Definitely with the script fills too. Like when I did script fills, I would read a couple of lines, feel like I messed it up, redo it and redo it and redo it over and over. Like, just do the whole script, see what you're thinking, and then you can do it again later and change anything you didn't like. And so it gets easier as you practice it and do it more. I definitely enjoy the script fills because it takes all the thinking out from the improvs.
Yes.
So I go through phases too, where like I'll post like four script fills in a row because I just don't want to do any of the improving. And then currently I think my last like six or seven have all been improv. Just when you really get into it, you kind of can't stop. And I love to just kind of come up with a scene or somebody gives me an idea and I just come up with some dialogue and it just goes. I honestly can't really explain it fully. It's just sometimes like I'll come out an hour later from trying to record something and I'll come up with like a 40-minute audio when I planned it to be like 10. It just kind of happens sometimes.
That's I guess it just sort of takes over you and you get in that zone perhaps.
Definitely.
Yeah, interesting. With that, in terms of you've primarily recorded just for yours, like on your own, have you done collabs? I think I might have seen one or two in the past, collabs with other VAs. Have you?
I actually haven't.
Oh
I well,
no,
I
oh, okay.
recorded one time for like somebody wanted me
Okay.
to I don't know if it ever got posted, at least never got
Right.
sent to me. If it did, I recorded the male lines for a narrative that somebody was
Okay.
doing.
Right.
And I sent my part over and I haven't heard back in
Oh, shame.
I don't know how long, but I know like when we started talking about it was like we would send a message and then a couple months would go by, send another message. Like we were both
Okay.
just too busy to get it going.
Yeah.
And but they have the parts, so I don't know if it's ever gonna come out.
Yeah, may appear in the future at some time.
Yeah, but
Stand by. Is it something that you'd like to do to collaborate with other
yeah, I would like
VAs?
to
Yeah.
collaborate. I don't know where I would start. And like I've been asked in like my
Okay.
AMA is like
Yep.
who would you wanna record with? And I was like, I don't know, anybody?
Yeah. I might be able to hook
Just
you up with that in terms of, yeah, I have a little space that I've
oh,
created
nice.
for creators to purely for that to collaborate and find other projects and an editor if they need be or a script
I
if they
think if I
need
was
be
on
or
backstage more, I would
yeah.
probably do more collabs, but I'm just like hardly ever on
Yeah.
backstage.
Yeah, I don't sort of muck around there too much myself, but yeah, we could chat after. But yeah, that's interesting that yeah, it's finding, I guess you're right, the people but also the time and the energy. I find I've been doing quite a lot of collabs since since I don't even really know, maybe June. But they really seem to kick
I've
off
seen some of them.
around September. I did my first one with Miss Wendy. Oh. And
She's good. Very good.
yeah, very good. So but introduced me to I had done a few prior, I think four or five prior to that. But yeah, I thoroughly enjoy them because I don't know about you, I initially sort of found this space to be not isolating. It was a side benefit of being in the community and expanding out and doing collabs, of realizing that I'm not alone in this, and not that I felt
Yeah.
alone, but to work with other people and just go, oh yeah, I do that. It's like, hey, what about this? And how do you make that sound? And things like, what mic are you using? How did you put your archive together? Things like that. And I know there are resources out there for that, but to be able to connect with other creators, which is a big reason why I've done this little side project, is to partly to connect with other creators and find out what their process is and their motivation. So it's a lovely side benefit that like I said, I hadn't anticipated, but it
Right.
also highlights to me how much support and encouragement there is between the creators. I think everything seems to be quite, sort of listener based, which is, we're sharing ourselves, which I get.
I
But
know.
yeah.
Sometimes that fact gets lost on me that we are sharing ourselves quite a bit.
Yeah.
And
And there's a vulnerability in that, right?
yeah, definitely. And like when you sent me this, like you messaged me about doing this, I was like, that sounds like a great idea. 'Cause like I don't talk to too many creators, and like I said, it's
Yeah.
just nice to talk to other VAs and just kind of like I said, share your process or just
Yeah.
like anything really about how you create. So.
Very much so. I'm really thoroughly enjoying that, and if anything, it's probably become a little bit more of a priority for me, the community aspect of it, and as opposed to the creative side of it, because you sound like you really enjoy the creative outlet that audios afford you.
Yeah, I do. That's kind of like been lacking on the community side then, because I don't have like other than, I mean, I started posting more like text posts and personal audios for followers and things like that, but I didn't really post outside of my audio post to GWA for a long time. So there wasn't like, that's kind of what gave me the longevity was that I just would post my audios and I just like fuck off.
No, totally. Yeah, she's like, okay, here
It's
I'm done.
just
Here you
it
go.
worked for me.
Boom,
It
I'm
was like
out.
I made my audio and then I'd come back a little while later, look at the comments, respond to comments, and that was about all I really did. So than any messages I would look through, but but I'm enjoying, especially with doing a Patreon now, enjoying that community side more, along with my creative side. So it's been fun.
Yeah, I wonder also just with the explosion and the sort of this exponential growth of GWA itself and other subreddits and just erotic audio that and non-erotic audio, but that given the pandemic and, you know, people in isolation and lockdown and, you know, the lack of interaction that happens socially now or how it's, you know, severely impacted, that it's no wonder that there's been this growth and an almost need. I would think, you know, if you can't leave your home or, you know, your space, or you can't see your loved ones or your people, just people.
It's like, hi. Oh, absolutely.
Yeah, I get why this space would appeal.
Yeah.
With that said, do you, people in your real life, do they know what you do?
This question's always spicy.
I love this. It's like, do they know? And if they know, how do they respond? And if they don't, why not? And you don't have to get into the why nots, but or what the impact would be if they did, if they currently don't.
Right before that, you were saying, like, definitely with the pandemic, I feel like it's more of a need for audios and like just like ASMR audios and like the specific like relationship type audios. People definitely need that like connection right now.
It's very much
definitely motivating me to make more audios, like BFE and other things like that. But as far as my personal life, nobody outside of like past partners have ever known. No friends, no family, because I don't want that conversation. It would be incredibly awkward. And then it's like, if they do listen, if it's any friends, it's like, well, then they must be interested in some way. Like they might share one of my kinks or something.
I see. Yeah. It's like,
oh, and I don't know if I'm ready for that conversation.
Yeah, again, a little awkward.
So, I'm happy to keep the VA side of my life like separate from personal relationships, but it does also feel isolating at times, you know, not getting to share that with anyone that I actually know.
Yeah,
but that's how I've made such good friends in this space, is like the shared interest of audios or just being a VA. So it's been good and bad, but I mostly have enjoyed it. So
I've just sort of reflecting over the past couple of months. I went through my first No Nut November.
That's a real challenge.
That was a concept that I was completely unaware of. I'd heard about it the previous year, but that was my first as a creator. And I pumped out some content in that month.
A very serious month for that specific tag.
I was exhausted at the end of it. I was just like, what am I doing? But I am fortunate enough. I have no qualms in sharing what I do with the people in my real life. But being able to say, oh, I'm really tired of moaning into a mic. Like, oh my god, first world problem. Jesus.
I hope to find that one day, or at least be able to share that with someone. But for now, I'll keep that to people online.
I get it. And I think that's where, like you say, the creator community is, and the listeners and listeners, because I think ultimately we're all listeners, right? I think that's where that support and encouragement and just say, oh, look, this audio did really well. Or it's like, I was really proud of this edit. Or, you know, it's like, oh my God, did you read this script? You know, that to have that feedback or just that sounding board even with like-minded people.
It's reduces very nice. That.
Yeah.
Whenever I see like a comment from someone that I know is also a VA and not just a listener that you see all the time, like, like, you know, then it's like, it's honest feedback. Like,
yeah, they get it. They really get it.
They know the process a bit and they can share similar experiences. So it's just those are like the comments are like, okay, what do you have to say?
Tell me. Yeah. I love seeing that little verification symbol. That's like, ooh,
it's very nice.
Especially if it's somebody I don't know. It's like, okay, who are you? What do you sound like? What content do you create?
Like, oh, you took time out of your day to listen to my audio? I feel like a blast. imagine, like, okay, now I gotta go look at their content, see what they have.
Yes, absolutely, absolutely. Is there any sort of content that you're looking to explore or sort of get into in the future? Is there anything that sort of piqued your interest that you haven't done a lot of that you're looking to explore?
Yeah, I mean, there's always ideas bouncing around. I finally started doing like some monster type audios. Like I just did a vampire audios, and like it wasn't even my character that was a vampire, but it was still pretty fun. I think I would like to do more like, you know, monster audios. I do enjoy doing like the I don't like using the feminization word, but like cross-dressing or like femboy audios are, I think that there's very little of those audios, and there's definitely a fair amount of people based on the script fills I did that are interested in that. So I would like to do more of that as well.
That does seem to be a fairly small sector of the content here. I've done one in which I mentioned, I don't know what the alternative to feminization is.
I know. It's just how you recognize like that topic.
Yeah. But,
I wish there was a better word.
me too, actually. But yeah, I did one and it really hit home for a lot of, I got a lot of messages, direct messages from listeners about it because I'd never done it before as a mummy. I think it was a mummy dom. And it struck a chord with me in that there needs to be more of this.
There's definitely a need. I mean, it's definitely kind of an out there kink for a lot of guys. And so they don't really...
it's not really represented too well.
And it's definitely a very, you know, taboo one. It's it's hard to describe. It's like, I don't know. At least maybe that's just how I feel about it as someone who's kind of into that, like the cross-dressing and stuff like that. It's definitely not as accepted, but and there isn't a lot of like content for it, but there's definitely a lot of people interested in and seeing it from my side was funny because I was like wasn't sure if any girls would be interested in hearing like, you know, that side of it. But when I made those script fills, it was like so well received, and I started getting suggestions in my anonymous feedback form to like add in more of that. I got specifically a request for one of my ones I did like last month or something that was to be caught while riding a toy as a sub. And specifically, I was asked to also include panties in like the scenario. So I was like, oh, there is a lot of people like interested in this kind of thing. At least that's what I've been seeing ever since like diving into that. And I was like, okay, I could do more of this. And it has been fun.
Well, script writers, if any script writers are listening, get on that, you know, if that's your thing.
Yeah,
if that motivates
I will do
you,
your script fills. Also, give me some MDOM script fills because I don't know how to improv being a dom.
Really?
I don't. You get asked that all the time, especially as being a VA. It's like, do more MDOM, do more MDOM. And I've done like two or three. And like, I just, as someone who typically, I don't know how to be dominant like that. I can't improv it, but scripts, sure. I can definitely do those.
I think, and that's with, I guess, the... that side of improv, it has to come from you, right? You, it's all you. There's nothing, you can't hide behind somebody else's words or your interpretation of somebody else's words. It really has to be an inherent or an innate or something that you're very familiar with to be able to run with it to a point that's authentic and genuine and convincing.
Because I did two improv dom audios and it's just like the whole time I was like, do I even sound like, is there, should I be doing a specific voice for this? Like, am I saying the right things as a dominant, like, it was just so unsure like the whole time.
I might need to check those out because I do very much enjoy an MDOM, but
they were well received, so I was like, great, it's like, I'm glad that people like them. It's just I don't know how well you I can do them as improv, but I have some scripts saved, so look into those. And I'm always looking for more, but it's just every time I get to either a suggestion or wanting to record, it's just always an M sub audio pops up instead.
Okay, yeah, and don't you find, so are people requesting a specific type of MDOM? Because I much prefer, sometimes, you know, firm is good. But for me personally, the majority, I much more veer towards a gentle MDOM, because I think there's something in a quiet approach that is almost a little menacing, which kind of puts me on edge. I was like, oh, okay, I'm here for this. But is there some, with the requests that you get, or messages you get asking for more, are they after a specific type, or just it's just a MDOM full stop?
You get some like those, but mostly it is definitely gentle. And I think it's because I've been told it's like you get the compliments in the comments, and people are like, oh, you have a very soothing voice. And like, takes me a while to actually believe that. But then I'm like, okay, I guess I do. So, like, that's kind of why I get asked for more gentler DOMs, because
You
I
do.
usually am more calming and when I'm doing my audios. And I would definitely prefer doing more gentler DOM audios, because that's something I liked. I loved the gentle FDOM audio. So I would love to do gentle ones. And I have been asked to do rough MDOM. And every time I think about it, I'm like, I don't know if I could do that. But yeah, definitely gentle mostly.
I think there's something, there's an intimacy in that, yet still an intimate dominance is not an easy thing. In my opinion, I don't know how you feel about that, but I think people can be rough and firm, and I think that's not such a huge stretch, if they are actually a dom, or lean that way, personally. But to create that dominance in a quieter, gentler way, oof, that's something. And I can understand you being anxious about this. Like, am I saying it right? Am I doing it right? Am I, is this enough, I guess.
Yeah,
But you've
'cause
seen it,
I
they've
have
been
no
received.
practice with like really trying those audios or being a dom in person, so it's just hard for me to do. But I still enjoy doing it, and especially mostly enjoy just seeing what people think of it.
Was
But
it
I hope
strange
to do more of those.
for your listeners, to sort of for you to step out of your, so generally M sub role?
I think it was strange for some, especially people that are there just for the M sub content, but I think it was mostly like, oh, finally, or like, oh, he's branching out, you know?
Okay. Actually, yeah. Okay, I've got one here. I'm just scrolling through your stuff, and I've got
Oh, did you
one.
find it? Actually, I have a master list ready to post that I want to
Oh,
post,
yay.
because
That's
I
exciting.
just, because you can scroll through all everything on there, but sometimes it doesn't really go, like you can't see everything, or some posts are removed. But yeah.
Yeah,
Master
no.
list makes it easier.
Yes, please. Yes. And gosh, I'm in the process of updating mine again, reconfiguring it. But yeah, no, that's interesting to me. That's something that you're looking
It might have been over a
toward.
year ago that I made those MDOM audios, if I
I've got
have
a
them.
couple here, actually. What have I got? You want me to be more dominant, part
I think I
one?
did one scriptful as well. Yeah, the You Want Me to Be More Dominant, I think, were the first ones that I did.
Oh, hello. Opening a new tab. Thank you very much.
Saved.
Yes, very much so. Okay. Yeah. Interesting. I love how this space opens us up to new concepts and new kinks, new genres, new topics. I
Yeah.
know.
Been
Oh,
open up to a lot in 4 years of being on this
yeah.
space. It's been very interesting.
What's your opinion of the space in terms of how it's expanded and grown? And do you have, like, you've must have seen some significant change in it.
Yeah, definitely with, start of the pandemic and the all the growth coming from people just having time and finding the sub and whatnot. Like it exploded. Like I didn't even have like 1,000 followers, I think, at the start of 2020, and then it just now I'm up almost to 10,000. Like
Oh my gosh.
it's insane to see. Like I've definitely seen a huge growth in wanting more male content, because before there wasn't that need that add like as much. And one thing that has been hard is trying to make sure you don't have any minors on your page.
Right,
Because
you've done
there's just
that.
so many like people coming in, and you can easily just make an account. So I've just try to make sure all my posts that it's 18 plus, and that's what I put in my profile, of course. And, but yeah, there's just so many new people and a lot of new messages, and mostly, at least from what I've gotten, it's been positive feedback, nice messages, mm-hmm. You know, a few rude people here and there, but
there's a few, aren't they? Fortunately.
Yeah, always. But I like the growth that has happened, and I think, you know, all the shit that went down, it's just the space is doing better and can always be better. But it's just been a wild ride for the last 2 years, just to see everything that's happened.
Yeah, I agree. I'm probably only, gosh, I'm just sort of coming up on 2 years myself, or not quite close to. But yeah, I have seen, and I miss, I don't know, the quieter times in a way where there wasn't so, I don't know about you, but yeah, just, I don't know, like we talked about those older or previous VAs or, you know, content creators in this space, and not only VAs, but there's some really significant, well-established scriptwriters who've since moved on, and I miss them. Mm-hmm.
Some people just taking a step away for their own, like, you know, their own mental health, or just because they're sick of the space, or just need some time away.
Purpose,
All those people, it's definitely missed a lot. Some of those scriptwriters and some of those posters. It's just it's sad, but it's better for them, and I'm happy for them.
Oh, absolutely. And I guess it evolves, doesn't it? It makes way for new not that it makes way, but there's always something new. Terms of what you actually listen to, I imagine, like most of us, you have your sort of go-to folks that you listen to?
There's definitely some go-to. Like, one thing I've always been bad on is following people. I typically just go to the sub and scroll for as long as I want to, you know? But there's definitely people I go to, especially for, you know, specific tags like femdom or gentle fdom content or pegging, you know, things like that. Yeah. But I definitely have my favorites for sure.
Yeah. Do you get into sort of new content creators or new VAs? I like to listen to every now and then verification audios, just to really kind of scratch that voice kink that we all have.
There's definitely voices, like you hear them for the first time, you're like, oh, okay. I'm gonna listen to more of your content.
Follow. I was listening to something, I hit play on something the other day, and it was a was my response.
when you make a noise.
Yeah.
First, like, starting out, you're like, okay, I am, like, having a very real reaction.
This is visceral. And it's like all the tappy houses are like, okay, who are you? Who is your profile? Who are you? He's like,
let me learn you're not everything my ears. About you.
Yes. Yeah, exactly. So, but yeah, every now and then you hear one that really sort of stands out. And verification, I know, is very different to, you know, what they end up posting. I don't know about you, but my I don't know if it's being a snob, but I'm quite particular about who I put in my ears, not just from a voice perspective, but also like a production level sort of perspective, if that makes sense. So you mentioned you have a microphone, obviously. You know, some of the I interviewed Feme, our friendly, and I just posted that one the other day, and he's only ever used his phone, which I think is exceptional given
the
quality of his production. He spends an age in edit.
I mean, that is impressive. Using a very basic mic and then to do most of your work post is crazy.
Yeah.
Because I ever since I've gotten this better mic, and it blocks out a lot of the background noise that used to be in my older audios with my other mic. And it sounds clearer and everything. I love this mic because it does a lot of the work for me.
Yeah. What do you have, incidentally? What do you use?
I don't even know the name of it. It's I bought it on like a Cyber Monday deal a couple years ago, but it's a decent boom mic. You just attach to your desk with a pop filter and everything.
Cool. It works for you either way.
It does. I mean, before that, I was using a Blue Snowball, which picks up all of the background noise in
that's
the fucking world.
Yeah, that's what I often hear. Okay.
But it was because I didn't really use my phone because my phone didn't have, you know, it's just not that good in my opinion.
Yeah.
At least my phone at the time wasn't. And I didn't have a lot of money to spend on recording equipment. So I got that snowball and it was just, but once things got a little more serious in 2020, when a lot more attention, I was like, okay, I could get like feel more motivated and I wanted to do this a lot more. So I spent some money on a mic and it's been much better to have this mic.
I don't know about you, but I was doing some stuff, monetized some of my content, and thought I've really got to step it up now. I've got to stop using my phone. And if you use your phone and you create like on a level that Feme does in post production, fantastic.
Oh, yeah. Anyone uses their phone. You use you can.
Exactly. Like, whatever gets it there.
Whatever can the old iPhone headphone mic, I don't care. Yeah. You'd use what you can. But there's definitely that like draw to more quality, like a quality upgrade, you know?
Yeah.
You're like, wow, they do a really good job.
Yeah, yeah. I just kind of feel like, you know, kind of really got to step it up once people start, you know, handing over money.
Definitely. I watch some of the YouTube or listen to some of the YouTube, like, say for work audios, and like the level of quality on a lot of them is so much better than mine. And of course, they always got a Patreon link down there. I'm like, you are doing a very good job.
Yeah.
Like I am impressed.
Yeah, I guess it's a bit not a catch 22, but if you get into that monetization, you then do have, you've generated some income to reinvest in your space, your setup. Where do you record at the moment?
I just record in my room in my house. So I could probably do with some soundproofing, at least a little more, but I do pretty good so far.
Yeah, yeah, no, I think. Sounds great. What I love about this space also is that you go right the gamut from one end to the other of people recording into their phone, like we all probably started out, through to, you know, someone who has, you know, a purpose-built space or, you know, designed space that is properly set up with, you know, multiple mics and studio monitors and all the rest of it. Even though we're sort of meant to be, well, an amateur space, but that's another conversation.
No, that's definitely the beauty of the space. I mean, like anyone can do it. Like, some people ask, like, how do you start? How do you get started? Like, just make an audio.
Just do it.
Make sure you got a couple tags in there so it doesn't get taken down.
Yeah. Just read the rules. Oh my God.
Start with a ramble fam. Oh yeah. Yeah. If you do not read the rules, you get some trouble.
Yeah. Read the rules, people. Yeah.
First learn how to navigate Reddit. I'm still learning after 4 years.
Oh gosh. I had something modded last week and I was like, oh damn it, what did I miss? You know, it's not a sub that I post on too regularly. God damn it.
Yeah. I had trouble with that when I tried to post a pillow talk for the first time. Like I made I've done 2 DOM drop audios. I think that's huge to do those because there's like hardly any of them for DOMs. There's tons for sub drop, you know, things like that.
Yes. True. So true.
I've made 2 of those in the past, and the last one I made had like no sexual content in it, so I got taken down immediately by Automat, and I was like, ugh. I was like, you know what? Fine, I'll start posting on Pillow Talk then. So I go to Pillow Talk,
I didn't hear
at the time.
Yeah,
I didn't have one of the like main 5 tags.
Okay.
And I didn't know, and that got automated. I was like, fine. Yeah. So I just quick recorded some naughty parts for the beginning of the audio and reposted it to GWA because then I got accepted. I was like, oh my God, I just wanted to be like helpful.
I was just trying to make a good thing.
because it wasn't erotic, it got taken down. I was like, my God.
Yeah.
That's the whole process. But
it is. For people listening, it's not, if you're a listener and not a fellow content creator, it's not a minefield, but it is something we do need to be very aware of, the different rules to follow with different subreddits.
There are rules.
I have a whole guide as to who allows what, where, when, and even I still mess it up. But I have farmed out that guy to quite a few BAs. Just goes, right, you can go to this one and this one. And then there's the ones you can cross-post to and the ones you can't cross-post to.
Yeah, I don't cross-post because I don't know what's allowed where. It's like, all right, I know this one. This one's naughty. It goes on GWA. This one's not. It goes on Pillow Talk.
Yeah, absolutely. It's
And there was one time that I forgot to edit a part out, and like a bunch of people commented it, and I didn't read the comments that night, so it went a day with a bad edit in it. And I was like, oh no, I get to the next day. Yeah. And like, please, everyone, just forget that version was
that up. Never you happened.
Just, yeah, it's like, but people are like, oh, it's just funny to see behind the process, and you know, they thought it was cute. And it's like, but I feel really nervous about it.
I get it. I think I've done that maybe a couple of times, but it's like, damn it, you know, it's because you do. I don't know, you want to produce the best you can at the time.
Yeah.
But when
you hit post, you think, all right, everything's done. I have done a good job.
There it goes. Finished. Out into the ether.
And then you get automated, or you get a comment that's saying, hey, you messed this up. I'm like, really? Let's be professional at this point.
It's like, we are on the pro-am circuit, people. I totally
always
get
learning.
Yeah, so much so. I just wish I could. I use the fancy pants editor because it looks pretty. But then I often, you know, have to go back in and sort of tidy it up with the formatting and all that sort of thing, and it frustrates me no end. But yes, forgetting to put the actual audio link in. That's okay. That's time to stop that day and come back to it tomorrow.
It's like, my brain is not working. I need a nap.
That's it. I just need to have a little lie down. Yeah. No. Well, Red, thank you so much for joining me today and having a chat and just letting us see behind the mic, because like you said, with anybody who's commented, if you sort of missed something in an edit, I think there is genuine interest in the process behind how we create and how we contribute and what our inspiration is and what our motivation is. So I really appreciate you sitting down with me, sitting on the mic and
I have fun.
Having a chat.
Like I said, it's nice that this was casual and not like some sort of serious podcast.
Oh, no. Australians don't often do serious, do they? Maybe they should, maybe they shouldn't. I don't know, but not this one. But no, thank you. It's been fun. I've got some audios I need to go and listen to, it would seem.
I hope you enjoy them.
Yes, I'm sure I will. So until I see you online, I again will see you in the wild.
Absolutely.